Non-local, part 1.3.2, the Chaos Quartermaster's Inventory Checklist. When the Puffin left for the under-the-water world, with the quality assurance for him, Rudy sobbed gently. His hands felt like they were burning off. He fell asleep right next to the fire as he was softly crying. When he was dreaming during the night, he dreamed his hands were finally out of the fire and not burned at all, but perfectly healthy and better than ever. When he woke up the next morning, the fire had died down and his hands were in the cold ashes. Most of the hair on his face and head had been singed off. He stood up and rubbed his hands together, becoming suddenly startled when he realized that his hands had turned into land otter paws. He imagined they were his old hands by selecting them from his Chaos Quartermaster's inventory checklist. He also had the hands of a polar bear, a brown bear, and a black bear in his inventory. Trying out each of them, swatting at flies, and marking some of the trees around his camp by reaching high into the air and scraping the sides of the trees, breaking branches as he mauled the tree to its stump, leaving quite a calling card for all the other creatures to see. Going through the rest of the checklist, he found his space gunny sack, the rabbit hole, where he had many accessories available to him. He pulled a skate out of the sack with one polar bear paw and the one hand and a land otter paw on the other. Throwing the skate at the water, it turned into an odd-looking kayak that was bound together with kelp and had minks for paddles. There was also a motherload of coffee in the rabbit hole, but the coffee had a bunch of silly flavors, things like rosehip, fireweed, and devil's club. There was an assortment of implements as well, an enchanted axe for carving cedar, a necklace from the teeth of an unrepentant bellican, with a charm in the middle that looked like a shrunken head of an ill-tempered innikin. There was also an amulet of strange origin, which had a leather strap, clasp made of paper clips, and featured the discorporate, dried-out tongue of some poor forest creature as the amulet's powerful centerpiece. On the back it had an inscription. Off course? Of course. On the inventory checklist, he found a short list called Souvenirs. It started. Souvenirs. 1. Shot glass. 2. Postcard. 3. Calendar. 4. Refrigerator magnet. He was not sure what to do with most of these items, or list of things. He wondered if he was supposed to acquire them, or just keep a lookout, like he was birding. The inventory checklist was very long, and he could not possibly hope to read this all today. It was more of a manual. He decided to thumb through for an hour or so, and just familiarize himself with the basics. Then he made his first pot of coffee with the Chaos Magician's toolkit. He pulled some fire rocks from the heated section of the gunny sack and put them on the ground in a small circle. Metal coffee carafe was next taken and filled with seawater. The Devil's Club coffee blend was packed into a siphon in the carafe, and it was all tightened together and set in a circle of fire rocks where it percolated rather quickly. When he finished his morning coffee and took the most exhilarating morning pee of his life, Rudy stepped into the skate kayak and decided he was going to whiz it up and go into the kelp forest and take a look around on his own.